Yesterday, a damning review of the prudential regulator APRA was handed down, and one of the consequences of that is focus is now returned to what the federal government is doing to clean up the banking sector following the Hayne Royal Commission. Phil Currie is political editor with the Australian Financial Review. Hello, Phil.
Morning, Fran.
Phil, the Banking Royal Commission seems a long time ago now, made 76 recommendations, 40 of which required legislation. The government has followed up with some action, but there's plenty more still to be done. And the Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, says, with the Parliament back on Monday, quote, it's time for the government to pull their finger out. Is the government being on a go slow here?
Not exactly, but I mean, we saw before the election a lot of pressure from Labor to get on with some of these recommendations, and the government at the time argued, look, there's 40 of them, as you said, and if we rush without proper consultation, you can make more errors. So, look, there is a process that's been underway inside the Treasurer's office and the Treasury since, but we looked into this yesterday at the AFR, and the sort of word from the government was that maybe by the end of the year they'll have all the legislative changes into the Parliament. So it's, I'm not sure if it's a go slow, but maybe a hasten slowly could be a more accurate determination. I mean, I guess for the criticism from Labor is you look at what next week Parliament sort of sits properly, if you like, for the first time since the election. We had that first week. It was devoted to the ceremonial business and the tax cuts, and there's no Banking Royal Commission legislation there. It's all sort of bit of rats and mice stuff on border protection and industrial relations and so forth. So
let's go to that. I mean, if the government's in no rush to come to the banks, what is it going to prioritise?
Well, we've got some bills that they flagged after the election, some of the border protection stuff. Remember, they wanted to get on revoking the Medivac legislation, and they've got this Ensuring Integrity Bill, which is about facilitating the deregistration of unions and union officials.
So unions and asylum seekers?
Basically, but a lot of these bills, Fran, they were sort of tabled in the last week, and the most, if not all, have been flicked off to Senate committees, sort of, kicked down the road until October. So we'll see a lot of yelling and screaming in the House of Representatives as the government sort of, I guess, passes them through the reps and gets them ready for the Senate, pending these Senate inquiries. But there'll be a lot of sort of atmospherics and politics around it, especially this Ensuring Integrity Bill, which the government did bring back in sort of double time after Anthony Albanese got in a wrangle with John Setka. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of, trying to test his leadership or his determination on these matters. But ultimately, it's not going to get to the Senate until later this year.
Phil Currie, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Phil Currie is political editor with the Fin Review.